Day 243, or August the 31st. How well do you know him? Our thoughts today come from Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. But the people who know their God will firmly resist him. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. The book of Daniel closes with several more visions that God gave him. It seems they refer to both imminent events involving Persia and Greece, as well as the end times. Daniel has been a faithful man of prayer, and is now probably over 90 years old. And now today's action step. In these days of social networking, we can be led into thinking that we really do know some celebrities we're in contact with. We don't. We just know about them. I always smile when people ring in on radio phone-in shows and say something like, "Do you remember me? I rang you about 6 months ago." Usually the celebrity is too well-mannered to tell the truth, and there is a short, awkward silence before the program continues. Just because you know a lot about someone, it doesn't mean you actually know them. I remember being scolded on a bus in London for not recognizing a woman who obviously thought she knew me. In the ensuing conversation, she told me that I had conducted her mother's funeral a couple of years earlier. I felt awful that I hadn't recognized her. She went on to say that unfortunately she was unable to attend the funeral, but her family had appreciated how the service had been conducted. I thanked God silently for a sermon illustration and shook her hand before leaving her when I got off the bus. She thought she knew me, but she only knew something about me, and then only second hand. If we only know about Jesus and maybe then only what others have told us and know nothing of his work in our lives, then we are treating him as an interesting historical character. There's so much more for us, and there's no time to waste. Start a conversation with him now and respond to what he says as you consider his word.